This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 is how you hop aboard. Have the Eagles poured too much of their resources, their money, their cap space into the offense? It certainly feels like that a lot of the decisions the last couple days are because of the reality of that. They're spending a lot on the offense, not as much right now or even close to it on the defense. Where do you come down on that? And we have a $100 gift card to Sunoco to give away. Hugh, you know what it's time for. Give that third clue away.
The third clue.
Yeah, what do you got for everybody today?
This car was featured in a box office runner-up to Star Wars.
Okay, so the run through all three clues. Car is okay.
It's a famous car.
Famous car is one.
Driven by an iconic 70s actor.
Okay, that's the second one. The third one?
Featured in a box office runner-up to Star Wars.
All right. Well, now you know what? Now I feel like you've provided people.
I provided them with it. I ain't about to even get mad about this. I ain't gonna give it away.
Okay.
But once somebody guesses it, I'm gonna chastise everybody.
They'll keeping everyone in line. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll get to a Clearwater check. An interesting article this morning about the Phillies and Trey Turner, his future. It's sure stuff what the Phillies once thought, what they think now, what Trey thinks of the critics. I wonder who he's talking about. Jewel is in Columbus, New Jersey. What's up, Jewel?
Yo, hey, hi, how you doing?
Good, Jewel.
What's going on, man?
Hey, good. Hugh, I don't know how you work with Joe. Joe, you're
what do you
a moron.
Mean? What do you mean?
He's a moron. Joe is just a moron.
Joe is not a moron. Come on, Joe. He's not a moron.
How are you going to pay Williams $104 million, Sweat $76 million, and then sign Carter in a year or two?
You can't now because of the decisions they've made prior, Jewel. I get the math, but why are they in this situation? Because they poured all the money to the offense.
And really, they helped the locker room. They give Saquon the extension.
That helps.
And he's tremendous in the locker room. Mm. And they get rid of Slay and CJ, who were horrible in the locker room.
But does that make the team? But does that make the team on the field better?
It makes the team on the field better if it's better in the locker room. Mm. Earlier in the last year, you were complaining about they were horrible in the locker room.
That's all he does, Joel, is complain.
That's why they lost all those games in a row. But they won.
They just won with these guys that they got rid of, Joel. Am I right?
Yeah, they won with them. Oh. But they're trouble. And you heard it. When they got rid of them, they started.
They were such trouble. They were such trouble, Jewel, that they had the best defense in the history. What would I have done different?
Would you have signed Williams for $104 million?
No, I wouldn't have paid as much to the offense as they have, and I would have saved money for eventually paying more guys on defense, Jewel.
So you wouldn't have done anything different with signing people for the defense right now.
Well, they're stuck now. Don't you see the point? They're stuck now.
No, they're not stuck now.
They're not stuck? Do you think hold on a second. Do you think if they had cap room, they would have let Milton Williams, a 26-year-old, walk away?
Yeah.
Not a shot.
$104 million.
Not a shot.
He doesn't even play all the plays.
Well, nobody does, Jewel.
What do you mean nobody does?
How many defensive players? This has been Hugh's point for 2 years.
Yeah, just Jalen Carter.
How many defensive players
play? Yeah, and he doesn't play every snap, but he plays the majority.
And then you're saying that the rookies don't make an impact.
Well,
what about Mitchell? What about the G?
Yeah, Joe.
They made an impact.
Remember those guys?
What about Jordan Davis and N'Kobe Dean?
What about Jordan Davis? You young guys on the radio just want to stir the pot.
Jewel, you're stirring the pot.
More money.
Jewel, are they a better football team today than they were Monday?
What's that?
Are they a better or worse football team than they were a few days ago? Jewel, you know the answer.
A little bit worse, but you got to remember, free agency basically started on Monday.
Jewel, I didn't know that. Hold on. Is the next thing you're going to tell me they still have the draft and they still have training camp? Jewel, I know this already.
You're just looking for things to complain about.
That's right.
They lost half their
They have lost half the defense
of the greatest defense in Eagles history.
Stood up. I'm nervous.
Jewel. It's crazy.
Look out.
Jewel. Crazy.
No.
Where's Miss Cynthia at?
This is why people...
Anybody come in there and protect it?
Jewel.
He's getting a little scared.
They have lost half of the defense of the greatest defense in franchise history. And it doesn't matter.
The absolute greatest defense in franchise history.
Everything matters, but the draft matters. Everything matters.
Right. So
he's getting picks. He's. You got to give him a chance.
Give him a chance.
Just because it's Thursday and you need something to talk about.
Yep. Slow news week.
Doesn't mean that he's doing a bad job.
No one said it's a bad job.
Eagles would have signed.
Jewel is not a fan of Joe right now.
Jewel, hold on a second.
If the Eagles had cap room,
I'm losing my mind on this. If the Eagles had cap room, the number one player they would have wanted to sign was Milton Williams. If they were another team and had cap room, they would have signed Milton Williams. He's like the ideal free agent for the Eagles, and they let him go. Why? Because they are out of money. Jewel, wake up. They're out of money because they put all the money on the offense.
To wake up for me.
If you're okay with that, then just call and say, I'm okay with this. It's going to work out. But to pretend this is not the reason, to pretend these players weren't any good, is the dumbest nonsense I've heard on this station in 5 years.
Jewel, would you like to take a guess for the vehicle?
I need a second. I need a second. The last week, this is the most ridiculous stuff I've heard from callers in 5 years. This is taking me back to the Wentz stuff. This is even back to the Gabe Kapler and George Girardi nonsense. This is insanity. Milton Williams. Like, you know what my favorite part is?
My favorite
part of this is that there is an assumption of our callers and listeners this week that every team in the NFL is stupid and we're smart. That Milton Williams didn't just get $100 million as if he's not good. That a team woke up one day and said, you know what? The Eagles, maybe he's good. Here's $100 million. No, the whole league watched him, Jewel, and they said $100 million. But Jewel in Columbus, New Jersey says it doesn't matter because Jewel knows more than the Patriots and Mike Vrabel. Like, are you kidding? Are you kidding?
Sweat is a hair above average.
He's not even that great. It's all based on the
Super Bowl. He gets 2.5 sacks, and it's a big deal.
There was some hell of a 2.5 sacks, though, Jewel. He did a hell of a job.
Two players. That's what it is. You can't sign those two guys for $180.
Why?
You don't have it.
Why?
Jewel, why?
You're bringing us back to the conversation. Why don't they have the money?
Because they signed other players.
Which players? What side of the ball?
We're workshopping this thing now.
A bomb?
Yeah, but besides him, besides Bond, where's all the money?
Well, I mean, they have one of the best quarterbacks. Their offensive line is outstanding.
Sure. So the question, Jewel, the conversation is simply, have they balanced the scales the wrong way? If you think it's the right thing, just say that. But to come on here and pretend Milton Williams isn't any good.
I remember this.
You can't come on here and pretend these aren't good players because you're justifying what they've done.
I didn't say they weren't good players. I'm just saying that I don't think Williams is worth $104 million, and I don't think Sweat's worth $76 million.
Well, then you know more than Mike Vrabel, Jewel. I mean, you know more. I mean, that's fine.
You just admitted that you wouldn't have signed him.
Because
it's obvious.
What's
you
obvious?
You can't sign those guys no matter who aren't you signing?
Because they put all the money.
Be specific
with
the offense.
You want me to be specific,
who
Jewel?
Here's you let Lane Johnson go? You
Jewel.
Let Mulata go?
Are you Jewel, I'm going to answer you. I'm trying here. Jewel, I'm trying. Okay? If a team's going to run the football, I'm going to give you two examples. One, the nonsense that they made the locker room better by spending more money on Saquon is nonsense. They took money that could have been CJGJ's and gave it to Saquon because they want to be nice. They didn't need to do that, Jewel. They didn't need to do it.
I don't think it was on the field. CJ's a very good football player.
That's fine. Well, I agree. Well, we found something we agree
that's
on.
That's nice of you to say.
We agree on that. But they let him go.
It was they got rid of him for other reasons.
Okay, maybe. All right, but he's not here anymore, and he was a good football player, okay? So
yeah.
I would not have paid Saquon the money. And the other thing that is becoming more apparent to me, we'll see what it becomes this year, if they're going to run the ball this much, they don't need two $25 million a year receivers. They don't need it. If they're going to open the offense up, cool. But if they're going to run the football as much as they did last year, then they're paying too much to that position and nobody on defense. Are you happy now, Jewel, that I explained it?
I don't agree with you. I don't think you could give Saquon the ball as much as you did last year. I think he's another year older. I think AJ is terrific. And DeMonte is terrific. And you don't get rid of those guys. I think you're better with those two than Sweat and Williams. You keep Sweat and Williams and get rid of AJ and DeMonte and see how good you are. You're horrible. You have great receivers. One won the Heisman. AJ is terrific.
They're great players, Jewel. I agree with you. They're great players, but it's how you build.
So you would get rid of AJ.
Well, it depends on when I'm getting back.
Yeah, I just disagree. I mean, you have those kind of players. It's a lot easier to get, like Hugh said, it's a lot easier to get production out of a defensive tackle. If you look at Williams' stats, they're not fantastic, and you got fantastic money. I keep the offense the way it is.
Okay,
and that's
what they're doing. So you agree with their philosophy. That's all.
Yeah.
All you had to do is call and say, I agree.
They had the worst defense, and now they go to the best defense.
They had two rookies starting. So what happens if they go to the worst? Next year? What happens if they go back?
They're just lucky. You must think they're just lucky. Because Deshaun and Mitchell are outstanding.
No, I don't think they're lucky. I mean, Hugh's the one that said it's lightning in a bottle. I don't think it's luck.
Well, then we have a good amount of picks. I think we have 3 or 4 fifth-round picks, and we have picks in the other rounds. So,
that's right.
We're close. I think the one backup could start at tackle, and they need a defensive end. They got the safety.
All right, I'm out. I'm done. Jewel, we appreciate the phone call.
Wow.
Again, I blame you.
What I do?
You're empowering this.
Jewel, I just want to say this. You didn't get a guess, but you're more than welcome
to call
back.
He didn't want one. He called me and said, how does you work with this idiot?
Anytime you want, Jewel, because we are a show that's all inclusive.
Yeah.
We appreciate you.
You also said we don't yell on the show.
Yeah, it was a lot
of
yelling.
Dead wrong.
Do you know what I hear?
Wait a minute. Joe had a whole crash out.
That was a crash
because
out.
You know what I'm tired of? I'm tired of this week, the idea, what were they supposed to do? Again, I gave an analogy. Let's do it again. Like imagine,
today's a gummy day, definitely.
imagine going into someone's home and they don't have a roof. And they say, what am I supposed to do? I'm out of money. And there's two brand new cars in the driveway. Don't you look at that person sideways.
We gonna get in the car.
Yeah, I'm going to go sit in the car. That's what I'm hearing. So what were they supposed to do? Well, the discussion today is, did they put too much in the offense?
You think they did?
I very much understand what happened this week. I get it. Did I think they were going to pay Milton that much? Mm-hmm. No, but they're out of money. But like, we're pretending they're not out of money. We're pretending these guys weren't that good of players. We're pretending the whole league is stupid, and Jewel from Columbus, New Jersey knows the NFL. Like, it's like...
Did you hear him?
He dropped a lot of knowledge. Okay, my bad.
You know what?
My bad, dog.
The best part is, I agree with Joe. I just like egging him on a little.
What I'm gonna do?
I'm an antagonizer.
Is I am gonna put Big V on. I'm turning my mic off, and you guys handle this one. Big V, what's up?
Can't do two of these in a row.
Back to back with it.
Big V.
Oh, I can't take it, baby. I can't take it. Joe, you had an existential meltdown on the radio.
Dog, I didn't even see that coming. I get to see them before they.
Yeah, we need some logic, Big V. You got this.
Actually, I need to say something. I'm partially blaming the morning show for this. We came in here today. It was 77 degrees on the thermostat. I've been sweating for 2 hours. So that was partially
is that
on that.
Was?
Yeah, I turned the air on the last break. Go ahead, Big V.
You're blaming it on the weather now. Come on, Joe.
It's a pressure cooker in here. Come on, Big V. I'm melting.
Yo, it's not the weather that's cooking you, brother. It's your topic, man. Come on. Let it go, bro. Listen.
Let it go.
He's about to down that heel.
What do you mean, let it go?
Well, who you talking to? You know, we die on heels over here.
Yeah, I mean, Hugh's been dead on a hill for a year.
We be dying on heels over here.
He thinks he's coming back to life.
Oh, I've been resurrected like a phoenix.
Corpse has been rotting.
The worst thing in the world for me right now is the top that which you had with this dude, man. Come on. Well, listen, I'm not going to attack you, Joe, which I was going to do, but I think you deserve, like, you know, a shot of bourbon and a gummy.
Hey, but, got these brownies, dog. They're really good.
Got brownies?
Oh, by the way, Hugh.
Yes.
As your clue, I think I know the car.
What's that?
Pontiac Firebird Trans Am.
Bam!
Big V.
Yeah.
Now, I know you don't get much, but you get a sound.
100%, man.
Tell the people.
The Big V told me he wasn't even going to guess.
Tell the people how you got to that, Big V. Tell them how you got to that.
We sat up there and went through the whole playoffs.
The whole playoffs, Big V. Talk about one car.
He abandoned a 70s icon driving.
I gave so. I said a car, the only car that I have been talking about for months. And you know what's sad? The people on the Twitter, they got it. The tweeters got it. It ain't that hard, people. You just got to think. People get mad. I give the best clues. I said a car.
I don't know about that.
We've been talking about Eastbound and Down for months.
Big V, good job, buddy. You
months.
Hit it. Big V gets the prize, a $100 gift card from Sunoco.
We're in a microwave society,
yeah, we
Joe.
Are.
Nobody wants to think
anymore. That's the problem.
Nobody wants to use their brain.
I couldn't agree more. Get the highest level performance out of your car with 94 octane. Now available exclusively at Sunoco gas stations in Philadelphia. All right, we promised a Clearwater check-in here. Hugh Douglas saw this article this morning. I feel like we the backdrop to some interesting stuff's about to happen with Trey Turner and his future at shortstop in Philadelphia. You ready for this? The headline, Matt Gill wrote it over at The Athletic this morning. Trey Turner hears the talk about his future at shortstop. Can he prove the skeptics wrong?
Yeah, he's not in a bad spot. He's on the clock.
So a couple things stood out to me. One, this from Matt Gill. When the Phillies signed Trey Turner, they thought their internal evaluation said he could stick at shortstop between 5 and 8 more seasons. It's year number 3. So that timeline seems like it's moved up a little bit here. But it seems like Turner knows that everyone's talking about this, and he's aware of his defense. I'm going to read from the article here. So this spring, he's playing a game against skeptics. Quote, 100%, Turner said, if he needs to think this way to prove people wrong. Quote, oh yeah, always, Turner said. That's just a competitor to me. I hate when somebody says you can't do something. I've always been like that. But now at this point in my career, I just want to get better. I don't even care what somebody says about me anymore. Obviously, it's annoying. But if I just play better, they can't say anything right. There was also a part in there where the Phillies did not seriously discuss a position change this winter. Multiple team sources told Matt Gell, but there were tougher internal conversations about the future. Hugh, it strikes me, when I see that, it makes me think they're giving him one last shot at shortstop. Like, if this year doesn't go well, they're going to have that discussion next year.
You know what it is? It's this. We like you, Trey, but we didn't make a whole lot of moves in the offseason, and you're the only guy. And I'm ad-libbing because I don't know how it was presented to him. But when you hear, I heard Kyle Schwarber this morning talk about, I'll bat in any place they put my name in the lineup.
Yep.
And then you hear Bryce Harper talk about him and his willingness to do what it takes to win. And then you have Trey, and I'm not picking on Trey, but he's being rigid about his position in a situation where, when you're looking at it honestly, everybody's going to have to adapt or die. Like, that's what we're talking about, because you didn't make any moves. We talked about all offseason about how Alec Baum, how when he was out there pouting, they thought they were going to move on from him. They didn't. So you have to be a little bit more pliable in this situation, bottom line. And it doesn't sound like that's the – it sounds like they're about to – if he doesn't play well, they're going to take the decision out of his hands.
Yep. There was also a part of the article – it's a good article if you want to check it out – where it seemed like he didn't love the instruction he was getting at shortstop when he first got here. Like, his way of preparing at shortstop was different than theirs, and now they're on the same page. So, the bottom line is – and I don't – I mean, if he, this is what he means by skeptics. He's been poor at shortstop for 2 years here. He needs to be better. Otherwise, he can't play that position anymore. This hour on 94WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. All right. We'll get your phone calls up. I will not lose my mind in the last hour the way I did that one, I think. But we'll have some fun last hour of the show. All right. We also have to say goodbye to an Eagle great later in the show. That's going to be sad. And I believe Hugh Douglas is ready to throw a challenge flag on the other side against a coworker, a WIP employee. What is happening here? That's next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spring is in the air. And you know what else is in the air? The smell of bacon on the grill. I'm going to get to that. But honestly, it's the grill firing up this summer. It's time to take cooking outside, people. Picture this. You're in the backyard and a juicy marinated tenderloin is on the grill and on the flat top. You know what it is, that bacon sizzling. Now, that's the spring that I'm talking about right there. Longer days and great food with family and friends. Head to simplyhatfield.com for recipes and retail locations near you and put some Hatfield pork on your fork.